Good morning, Butler Area School District. This is the kindergarten through grade 6 radio lesson for Thursday, March 26th. To start off our time together today, let's join in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. We have two Butler Area School District students here to say it with you. Please welcome Allie Schnorr, 12th grade student from the Butler Senior High, and Hadley Wisneski, 2nd grade student from Center Township Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Mrs. Schnorr. I'm a school counselor in McQuiston Elementary. I've worked in the Butler Area School District at various schools as a classroom teacher for 13 years and as a school counselor for 16. And I am Mrs. Wisneski, and I am the school counselor at Center Township Elementary School. I've worked as a counselor in the district for 16 years. We want to thank the Butler Radio Network and those helping to make this opportunity possible. Mrs. Schnorr and I are both so excited to be connecting with you, our school families, today. Our lesson today is going to focus on some of the ways you may be feeling because of all that is going on in our world. We will also be talking about coping skills and things you can do to help handle these changes. To get you thinking, can you name 5 feelings that you have felt during the past week? Take a moment to pause and tell someone at home what feelings you've had. You might have said you felt happy because you haven't had to get up as early in the morning for school, or maybe sad because you're missing friends at school, or possibly annoyed because your brother or sister have been bothering you while you were home together, or maybe even worried because of things you have heard adults around you talking about recently. There are no right or wrong feelings to be having right now. It's important to be aware of how you are feeling and to realize that you may not be the only one feeling that way. You may want to ask the adult that is home with you how they are feeling. You might be surprised to hear that they've had some of the same feelings as you. We found a cute song about the many feelings people experience. It is called The Feeling Song by Miss Molly, and it can be found on YouTube. Enjoy listening.
Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel excited, sometimes you feel mad. You might laugh today, you might cry today, you might feel many different feelings, and they're all okay. You might feel worried about your first day of school. You might feel nervous to jump into the pool. You might feel excited for your party this afternoon. You might feel surprised when they jump out at you. Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel excited, sometimes you feel mad. You might laugh today, you might cry today, you might feel many different feelings, and they're all okay. You might feel angry when he takes your bear. You might feel thankful when he shares. You might feel embarrassed when you trip and fall down. You friends all around. Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel excited, sometimes you feel mad. You might laugh today, you might cry today, you might feel many different feelings, and they're all okay. You might feel lonely if there's no one with you. You might feel hopeful that your wish will come true. You might feel silly when you play outside. You might feel proud when you win a prize. Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel excited, sometimes you feel mad. You might laugh today, you might cry today, you might feel many different feelings, and they're all okay. Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel excited, sometimes you feel mad. You might laugh today, you might cry today, you might feel many different feelings, many different feelings, many different feelings, and they're all okay. They're all okay. They're all okay.
Talking about feelings and sharing them are important things to do to help us feel better. We're going to listen to a story that was written by children's author Julia Cook, entitled The Yucky Bug. In this story, our main character, Junior, shares some of his feelings. If you like this story, it can be found on YouTube by searching The Yucky Bug by Julia Cook.
After hearing it today, you may want to view the story online so you can see the illustrations created by the students at Emerson Elementary. You may even want to make some illustrations of your own to go with the story. As you listen to The Yucky Bug, try to identify how the main character is feeling. Also, pay close attention to the Magic Five.
The Yucky Bug, written by Julia Cook and illustrated by some great kids at Emerson Elementary School. My name is James David Robert III, but everyone calls me Junior. I used to be really happy, but now I'm sad and I'm kind of scared too. A few months ago, the Yucky Bug happened and now everything has changed. Hey, Mom, what is the Yucky Bug anyway? The Yucky Bug is a tricky virus. Without a microscope, you can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't hear it. But if it gets inside your body, it can make you feel sick. My grandpa got the Yucky Bug, and now he's in the hospital. Mom, why can't we go visit my grandpa and see how he is? It's probably a good idea to stay at home as much as we can. The Yucky Bug is very contagious, and we don't want to get it or spread it. You might even have to stay home from school for a little while, and you might not be able to play with your friends as much as you want to, and we can't go see Grandpa today. Well, what can we do? Well, you can stay home and play with me, and I'm so much fun. Mom, I'm scared of the Yucky Bug. Me too. I think everyone is kind of scared. How do you get it? The Yucky Bug likes to hang out in people's mouths and noses. Sometimes, when they cough or sneeze, the Yucky Bug gets onto their hands or comes out into the air and lands on things. If you touch the thing that the yucky bug landed on, and then you touch your own nose or mouth, it can secretly sneak into your body. The problem is, it takes a while for the yucky bug to make you sick. You might have it and not know it. Before you feel sick, you could accidentally give it to other people and make them sick. The yucky bug is really tricky. Well, I wish we didn't need a microscope to see the yucky bug. Then, if we could see it, it wouldn't be a problem because we could stay away from it. Me too. Mom, will I get the yucky bug? Nobody knows the answer to that question, Junior, but scientists, professors, and doctors from all over the world are working together and doing everything they can to fix this. And together, we are strong. How strong? Very, very strong. There are things that you can do to help. What can I do? Well, you can do the Magic Five. Stay at home when you get the chance. Use your elbow when you sneeze or cough. If your hands touch things that others have touched, use soap and water to wash them off. Keep a distance from others when you go outside or travel from place to place. And most important of all, Junior, keep your hands away from your face. If everybody works together and we all do the Magic Five, we can stop this yucky bug from spreading. How long is it going to take? Nobody knows the answer to that question. But remember, people from all over the world are working together, doing everything they can to fix this. And together, we are strong. How strong? Very, very strong. So what do I do now, Mom? Well, stay inside and play with me. We'll make it the best that it can be. Do the Magic Five as much as you can. Ask me questions so you'll understand. Together we'll beat this yucky bug. In the meantime, come here and give me a hug.
How do you think the main character, Junior, was feeling? If you said sad, worried, or scared, that is correct. Junior said he was scared of the yucky bug and the changes that it had caused. Junior also finds out what he can do to help. Can you name any of the Magic Five that Junior learned in the story? Take a moment and try to share them with someone at home. How many of the Magic Five could you remember? The Magic Five given this story include these five suggestions. Number one, stay at home when you get the chance. Number two, cough or sneeze into your elbow. Number three, if your hands touch things that others have touched, use soap and warm water to wash them off. Number four, keep a distance from others when you do go outside or travel from place to place. And number five, keep your hands away from your face. The Magic Five gives Junior some ideas of what he can control to help him stay healthy and not feel so scared about the yucky bug. Can you name some things you could do if you're having some not so good feelings? Take a moment to think of two things you'd like to do if you feel upset. Some of our ideas of things you can do to feel better if you're having any scared or worried feelings. You could talk with someone about your feelings, like Junior did with his mom in the story. You can connect with friends by calling, texting, video chatting, or even writing them a letter or making them a card to put in the mail. You can get some fresh air by doing things like taking your dog for a walk or going for a bike ride. You could read a book or write in a journal. You could make a craft. Baking some cookies is another fun idea. You could play a favorite board game. One of my favorites is Racco. How about you, Mrs. Schnorr? My family enjoys playing board games and card games. One of my favorites is Sequence. You could watch a funny movie or tell a joke.
Mrs. Wisniewski, what did one wall say to the other wall?
I don't know. Is it, I'll meet you in the corner? Or, Mrs. Schnorr, have you heard this one? What do you call a sleeping bull?
Could it be a bulldozer?
We hope you get the idea. Here are many things you can do to change your not-so-good feelings and get your mind on something else. You can continue this list of ideas on your own or get help with from someone at home.
Another idea that might be new to you to try are some mindfulness activities.
Mrs. Schnorr, can you tell us what mindfulness activities are for those of us who don't know?
Sure. Mindfulness is a coping skill that focuses on our thoughts in the present moment rather than worrying about what's happened in the past or what is possibly going to happen in the future. Mindfulness is a way of practicing breathing and visualizing things to help us feel calmer. Mindfulness has been proven to help slow the heart rate, lower blood pressure, and aid in proper digestion. In other words, things that parents think are healthy for you. But most importantly, mindfulness gives you a feeling of calmness.
Wow, Mrs. Schnorr, that sounds like a coping skill we could all use right now. Let's try an example together called Be the Pond from Cosmic Kids Zen Den. Listen as Jack learns a mindfulness technique. Take a moment to sit comfortably, close your eyes, and imagine what Jack is seeing.
Hello. Welcome to the Cosmic Kids Zen Den, your place to help you learn how your mind works and what you can do to keep yourself feeling happy and healthy. This is Jack. Jack is going to help us today by doing the Zen Den with us. First, let's get comfy. Sitting here, cross-legged on the floor, long, tall backs and shoulders relaxed. Or, if you prefer, sit on a chair. If you are sitting on a chair, sit tall, both feet on the floor, back nice and long, and shoulders relaxed. Get your position sorted. And when you're ready, take some nice deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. After a few breaths, you should start to feel nice and calm and relaxed. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you and your mind is a big, lovely pond. In that pond are lots of different kinds of fish. These are your feelings, all swimming around together. There's a happy fish, a sad fish, a sleepy fish, an excited fish, an angry fish, a worried fish, a playful fish, a calm fish, a kind fish, a selfish fish. So many fish, so many feelings, all swimming around the pond. Your job here is just to be the pond. Be the pond. It's wonderful being the pond because you can just watch all your different feelings just swimming by. All of them are okay. Every feeling is welcome. You be the pond and let the fish be the fish. No need to do anything with those feelings except watch them swimming around. See if you can be the pond now and just watch, seeing what kind of feelings you're feeling. They just swim past and you can just watch them Remember, be the pond. Just be the pond. And if we follow this special Zen Den exercise, we are usually okay. Just watching all the fish swim around. Except sometimes we might feel like it's hard to let them just swim by. We might stop being the pond and find we've become one of the fish, like the angry fish. And when that happens, we might find ourselves saying or doing something that hurts other people. But we're not the angry fish. We're the pond. Be the pond. Slowly we start to come back to the here and now. Isn't it interesting how many different kinds of fish we all have swimming around in our pond? So we practice just being the pond. And when you feel like one of your fish has taken over, just say to yourself, be the pond. This will help you come back to having all your feelings just swimming around happily together. Thanks, Jack, for your help today. And thank you for doing this Zen Den. You really are becoming a true Zen Den master each time you practice. I'll see you again soon for more Cosmic Kids Yoga and Mindfulness. Bye-bye.
If you like that activity, there are many other mindfulness activities that you can try on your own. Some good places to find these are apps like Calm, Stop, Breathe, Think, or Headspace. You can also try searching some videos about mindfulness on YouTube. There are many available, like the ones created by Cosmic Kids Zen Den. Here is another mindfulness activity just focused on breathing. It is called Rainbow Breath from Go Noodle. Many of you may be used to Go Noodle from activities at school like brain breaks.
We can use our bodies to change how we feel. This exercise will teach you how to raise your energy and face your day. Close your eyes or keep them open. Have fun with it. Sit tall. You can be on the ground with your legs crossed, or sitting at the front edge of your chair with your feet flat on the floor. Let your arms hang down at your sides. Open and close your hands a couple times to warm up your body. Now turn the palms of your hands so that they're facing forward and stretch your fingers long. Keeping your arms straight, slowly float them up from your sides. Feel how wide your hands can reach, to the side and then up. Reach a little higher if it feels okay for your body. Now let your arms come down and return to your sides. This time, if we match our breathing with our movement, it might help us to feel more alert, calm, more energized, and in control. Notice how you feel when you add your breath to your movement. Turn your palms out and reach wide for a bigger rainbow. Fill with air the whole way up. And if you need to take another breath at any time, go ahead. Do that. It's all good. Once your arms are up, go ahead and exhale. Relax up there. Enjoy the rainbow. Your rainbow has faded away. Let's make another one as you come down. Breathe in to get ready. Breathe out and see the rainbow form as your arms float down to your sides. Let's do that two more times. Arms go wide and up with your in-breath. And the arms come down with your out-breath. if possible, stand up for your next rainbow breath. Rotate your palms out. Raise your arms up slowly with your in-breath, reaching wide and reaching tall. Let your arms come down with a slow exhale. Maybe try one more on your own. Your eyes can be open or closed. It's your choice.
Did you enjoy this? Mindfulness activities can help you relax, focus, and be calm. Try some more on your own. The more you practice, the more they help.
We hope you found today's lesson helpful and that you and your family stay healthy and make the most of your time together. Speaking of staying healthy, let's wrap up our time together today with a joke of the day. Mrs. Wisniewski, do you know what kind of bee keeps you healthy?
Is it a vitamin B?
That's it.
Students, we miss you and we hope to see you all back at school soon. In the meantime, please continue to have your parents and guardians check their emails and the Butler Area School District website for updates and information on resources.
Student assignments and office hours for teachers can also be found on the district website. If you've not received an email from your child's school with assignments, please email your child's principal or their classroom teacher. Your email information may just need updated.
That concludes our elementary lesson for today. Goodbye, and thanks for joining us.
And remember, together, we are Butler Strong.